We do that a lot.
That's my block.
Okay. Kept my eye on the candy. There we go. All right, let's reconvene and have a little time to think, talk, and so forth. Marlene.
I would like to put a motion on the table, if I may, Madam Mayor.
I believe we're ready to go ahead and put something on the table. I heard from everybody that we want to move forward with a actual recommendation to council, so go ahead.
Okay. Putting my city council hat on, I'm sorry, but I will make a motion that we enter into an agreement with number two.
Need a motion?
I second that motion.
We have a second by Shane. All right, so that was a very general.
Broad.
Very broad. Well, so at this point, if people want to add parameters to that recommendation that we do, and I'm going to add a little bit of verbiage here, the option of a long-term ground lease. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Was that what you meant, Shane?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for the record. What parameters do you want to ensure are included in that recommendation to council?
Real quick before you do that, is there a way to, I don't know how the whole aspect works, but disagree with that motion?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Can vote against it.
You can vote against it. You can look to amend it.
Does that happen after discussion, or?
Yep.
It happens during the discussion. That's why we have a discussion. We put a motion on the table and a second so we can discuss, amend, or do whatever we need to do. Okay?
And then you vote.
And then we vote.
Got it.
And then okay?
We can vote one way or another. So if the recommendation of this group is to go with a long-term ground lease, what are the key components you want to make sure are in that recommendation to council? Because this is pretty broad, unless you're saying, you know, what Chris said.
What Chris said?
In the memo.
No.
Right.
Option
Sorry.
Two. Option two.
Option two with everything that was included.
Yes.
Specific deliverables for upkeep maintenance. The intent that Kaiser-based non-for-profit, not-for-profit youth sports receive preferential pricing and scheduling.
Yes.
Probably leave out the pros and cons.
Okay, stopping at that point?
Yes.
Okay. So those were, that was part of the recommendation. Is there anything that was missed or that you think is not what you wanted, would like that to go to council? And or if you don't
Question.
Like it at all, say so.
Question. So this part will be put in the new master plan?
Yes.
It will be part of it.
Yes.
Okay. I'm opposed to it. I don't think that's a practical option, in my opinion. For reasons I mentioned earlier, there's no reason to repeat myself.
Okay.
Understood. And this side of me agrees with
the mom side.
Yeah.
What's that?
The mom side.
The mom side agrees. Dan.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Can we amend that or put an addendum to that that says if we don't get a suitable lease agreement or RFP that meets our council's approval, that we then
go to option three?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it sounds like, is that acceptable to the mover and the second?
Yes.
That should the RFP process be unsuccessful, that the recommendation of this task force would be for this option three to kick in.
Yes.
The comment that I might have on that is it's potentially, I guess the question would be, Chris, would you guys be investing time parallel to the RFP process, fleshing out the potentials of an option three moving forward if the RFP was unsuccessful? Because what I don't want to see happen is we wait for the RFP and then it's failed, and then we wait another 6 or 8 or 9 months to try to piece things together for an option three.
Yeah, I'll say this: we will do a fair amount of work on determining realistic costs, but we're not going to drop a program unless we get to the option three piece. So I'll be directing Bill, council needs enough information to be able to know what that looks like and what that means. And that will be fairly realistic costs, but we're not going to get down to determining, you know, what pay grade a complex manager is going to be on the scale and that kind of stuff.
So is it reasonable then to state that RFP process may take 4 to 6 months, maybe longer?
I think an RFP process could be, I think we would shoot for like 3 months.
So 3 months, okay. But if it's not successful, then you guys do have to go down the path. You're just kicking the can down the road. And then not actually finding any solutions if the RFP isn't successful for a year, possibly even 2 years, depending on how long it takes to get to the point where if the RFP is unsuccessful, the city's ready to be in a position to go forward.
My estimate, in being completely honest, is that taking over the complex immediately following this summer is probably premature. I think we probably need one more season.
Right.
And I think 3 months to run an RFP process on option number two doesn't change that.
Right.
So I think that we will be ready regardless of whether the RFP is successful or not the season following this one.
Okay. That's my question. Thank you.
And just to remind everybody that we have a current agreement in place with Kaiser Little League, and that runs through this season. So,
yeah.
that will not impact.
When does that end? What specific date?
Bill?
Bill, when does the current?
Sorry,
it's in September.
I was getting clarification.
When does the current contract end with KLL?
August, I believe.
So if we did
option two, ran RFP process, that failed, we would probably be asking council's permission to extend the contract with KLL for one additional season, with the preparation of the city taking over after that next season is concluded.
Wouldn't that also be true, though, if we exercise option three?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So it has to happen. And also a lot of the work that's going to go into, hang on, I see you. A lot of the work that's going to go into the development of the RFP would also inform what it takes to operate that field in either scenario. So we've got to understand that well enough to be able to even put it into the RFP so that we get a contractor who will be doing, or a lessee that would be doing the work that we need done. The only thing that would change, and it's not to minimize it, would be shifting on who's going to operationalize it. The same operations essentially need to happen in some form or another. Now, in the lease, there'd be a lot more opportunity for a successful proposer to say, I can provide, I can do these things, but not necessarily go into the details of, running tournaments and some of the other revenue generation, because that's part of their business model, and that would be part of the package. The city would have a very different business model. Potentially. Okay. Yes.
I suspect if the city takes it over, there are going to be a lot of tournaments out there to help pay for those positions.
Well, and that's how we've done with the community center. We've had to have paying events here to sustain the growth of the use to make it available for the community to have.
And that is a friction point. I mean, you just have to understand there are going to be friction points if the city takes this over.
We had a discussion last meeting.
Yeah, and it's kind of focusing around the 20-year plus the opportunity potentially for some additional extensions.
That would make it financially viable for an organization. We heard from, for example, West Coast Premier, but that wasn't uncommon for the long-term leases to have a window like that.
Right.
The lease that we have with the Walkers goes even longer for Volcano Stadium ground.
It's 50.
50?
Right? 40. Volcanoes or something like that.
It's pretty
long.
Yeah.
It's long.
So, down the map.
A couple things that I would want to know that the citizens of Kaiser are willing to support the city putting a program like that together, because it costs $500,000 to run that facility, approximately, would be my guess. And, you know, we have to have a revenue stream for that, and we would have to be asking the voters to come up with some of that, at least to put that program together.
So, in going to, if we are not successful in getting a long-term ground lease and putting together what it would look like to implement a program through the city, how that will happen, I don't think we're determining here, because A, it's our option B, and two, if there are revenues involved, and how that's going to be involved, you know, may involve a vote or some other other issues that the council will have to tackle. So I think that might be something we really can't commit to at this point, because we just plain don't know. We don't have enough information, but that will be something that will the council will ultimately have to make that decision on how we're going to proceed. But I think understanding from the outset that with either scenario, we're looking at that facility generating revenue in a manner that will sustain the maintenance and operation of that facility to allow programs to operate. These are just two different models, in my opinion. Further discussion.
So I've heard from both organizations to a certain degree that neither one of them feel like they're necessarily in a position right now to move forward with a lease option.
Where'd you hear that from?
I'm not,
I don't think that that's our opinion at all. I mean, as far as I know.
Partially my opinion.
Yeah, so that might be his opinion, but that might not be our whole board's opinion.
Okay, well,
so,
it's a different board now than it was 6 months ago.
Okay, so,
was
yeah, that is far from what.
That
what
is, that's your individual opinion as
well. No,
board,
no.
Right?
I know that the board's on, that the majority of the board is on board with me. So I know that that is something that is our focus and that we have thought about and are in the process of hopefully hiring someone to write an RFP and go forward with that part. So, no, I wouldn't say that that is the case. Sorry, I mean, I know that boards change and people change, but that's definitely not our opinion. I believe that it's something that we can definitely, is viable and can be done within our organization. So I understand that other people may have a different opinion, but I don't believe that. I believe that we could, it's something that we can do.
Quite frankly, that's one of my big concerns with putting an RFP out and having somebody get it and look at it. And while the board changes 2 years from now, and then that's a whole other direction they want to go, and then that 20-year lease is worthless.
Well, I mean, it's the same with the Heritage. The board could change with that too.
It does
so
change.
That's but the lease is written up in such a way that they have to operate that way. So the board can change, but the lease has to stay the same.
The organization has to continue to exist. I mean, the organization is making, if it goes to an organization again, we don't know who's going to win that the proposal.
But the other thing here too is both groups got to take this back to their vote.
Well,
board.
Okay, so
it's
no.
You can't have one person making a decision.
No.
I think what he means more or less is like stuff like, you know, assuming that, you know, you guys are assuming that we would want that 1 year extra lease. At that point, knowing the city, we might walk away and say, you guys are going to have to deal with it at that point. Things like that are going to be stuff that we'll have to talk about within our board.
Well, and that's a separate conversation. Right now, the conversation is the recommendation to the city council to direct staff to initiate an RFP process for the long-term ground lease of the Kaiser Little League Park complex, in order to accomplish the long-term maintenance and operation of that facility. So that's what's on the table right now, is that recommendation. How it's operationalized in terms of the time we need and so forth, that would be an additional step outside of this. And I understand that would be a decision that, because of the current agreement that we have with Little League, that would be a separate conversation, because that's a separate contract. So right now, the focus is on what this process would look like and for the city council to take up.
And realistically, if we did end up going toward option three, the city, the time frame for the city to be ready to take that on and start operations probably isn't going to change. So if neither group wants to take on the management of that field for a year, it may be that the fields don't get used for a year until we're ready to start operationalizing on running a program.
So I'm gonna go back to a major theme, which is consistency and sustainability. Already, just in this conversation, there's a lack of consistency between two representatives. I'm not trying to pick on you guys, but I hear one thing from here, I hear a different thing from Ryan. I hear different things from NYB. Generally, I understand that you guys are both more in favor of one thing over another, but it creates a little bit of a pause in me in terms of looking at this. I want a Kaiser group to be successful with it, but consistency and sustainability long-term is a very important thing. In April, I had a conversation with a representative of Kaiser League on their board and a representative of NYB on their board, and they said, we're banning this entire discussion, we're moving forward with Cal Ripken. That's not here and that's not now. So there's been a tremendous amount of turnover, a tremendous amount of philosophy changes. What's to say, just in the course of running this RFP process, that the philosophies don't change altogether, and you guys, you know what, neither one of us would do it, somebody else comes in and just takes it over. That's kind of my point, and I think that, personally, I like the idea of a long-term lease option. I struggle to listen to the conversations from you all here at the table, but also parents from both groups, and the constant theme is we don't have the time, we don't have the ability, we don't have the resources to make this be successful as a lease. And I've heard that as a majority of the conversation that I've heard. Now, you're the exception to the rule. You say that you and some folks on Kaiser League want this to be the case, and if that's the case, then I think it's fantastic. And if you can pull that and carry that in perpetuity, then that's fantastic, and I think it's a great opportunity. But we're missing the key theme here, and that's consistency and long-term sustainability. That's been the entire goal of this entire process. And I'm struggling to hear that in this conversation because it's different just in the last 5 minutes.
Yes, I would disagree a little bit. What I hear is that we have a lack of revenue that hasn't been produced over the last 10 or 15 years. And so whether it's been NYB or whether it's been Kaiser, that ball's been dropped completely. And so what I see is that there's a new organization that's coming around saying, hey, there is an opportunity to make some money here, and that opportunity is enough to make this sustainable. Because before that option was here, it was here for years before West Coast Premier was in this meeting, and yet nobody was doing tournaments. So I think that
I would disagree with that though.
Not at that level. So no one was filling the 20 weekends that are available with tournaments.
I disagree, because I would say that the communication is where it breaks down. We've come to the table every time, every year, with Kaiser Little League saying, hey, this is what we have to offer. This is what we could bring to the table with tournaments. We could feel that. I mean, that's what we said a year ago.
So we still have weekends, and I've never heard any phone calls. So just understand this. I get this.
Because
we have
because
multiple weekends.
But this is where it breaks down, is because we've been rejected time and time again, and the communication is where it breaks down.
Hang on, Clint. Time. So I want to bring this back to the motion on the table,
yes.
Because the main thing is that in crafting an RFP, we want to have objective criteria that any proposer is going to have to meet to be responsive and responsible. So we've heard some key issues are, you know, sustainable operations, sustainable finance, and demonstrate the ability to run and maintain a facility. Also, the piece that is in there that's going to be very important to us is that baked in will be the opportunity for Kaiser-based organizations to have a price break and or other opportunities to use the facilities on a preferential basis. And we're going to have to define that. And whoever the proposer is going to have to show financially that they can achieve that goal and still come out in the black. So we're asking a lot of a proposer to put into a proposal to meet those criteria. And we may or may not be successful. I don't know. But we have to be realistic. But we have to recognize, once it goes out as an RFP, that we are putting it out to the world. And any organization, for-profit or nonprofit, 501c3, 501c6, can submit a response. It's going to be up to our staff to sort through, to make sure that they are responsive, that they have answered the parameters that we are requiring, and responsible, that this is an, that whoever the responder is can actually execute should they be selected. So there are steps that this will go through prior to a selection being made. But we want to make sure that we have the parameters correct before we put it out there. Oh.
Just a clarifying question. So previously, when we've had RFPs submitted for the 5-year, was that also open to anyone?
Yep. Yes. Every RFP has to be publicly accessible.
So aside from McNair Youth Baseball and Kaiser Little League, has anybody ever submitted?
No.
Okay.
The last time they didn't, but the time before that they did.
They missed
the deadline when they did it the last time.
McNair Youth Baseball failed to submit 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not, that wasn't my question.
Does anybody outside of those two groups?
Oh, there's never been an outside
No. No.
So
with the parameters of the RFP that we put out before, it was very, very specific about what we were trying to accomplish with the operations of the field under that model. This is a different model, and it's going to have a lot more flexibility, but a lot more responsibility that will go with it. And we're going to have to see the business plan that goes with that response. That is going to be what our staff will be looking at to make sure that whatever proposal comes in can meet those criteria and demonstrate that they have that they actually are for reals. Not like, well, I think, I believe, well, maybe, kind of, sort of. So that's going to be the responsibility of our staff to evaluate the proposals when they come in. The question on the table is, do we have the definition of what needs to be in there right? Is there anything missing in the general outline of what needs to be the priorities or the direction for that RFP to contain? Because the staff is going to take that, well, actually, it's going to come to City Council. We will make changes, amend, and so forth, but we will be the ones to, if we agree with the recommendation of the task force, to direct staff to initiate the RFP process.
And that's an excellent point. So just so everybody knows, there is another bite at the apple here for people to provide input at the City Council level.
Yes.
So if we've missed something here, you can, and everybody comes up with, we really missed the boat on this item that needs to be in there. There's an opportunity for input at the City Council level.
So I want to make that really, really clear what our process is, and that the outcome, should be successful, will be an entity of some kind, don't know what, that will operationalize the requirements set out in the RFP, and it will become a contractual agreement that will have, you know, expectations, deliverables, and accountability. So that is what this is proposing. So the difference between what we've had in place and what we are talking about going forward, this is a significant jump in the level of responsibility that we are looking for with a long-term lease. Will it evolve over time? Absolutely. Contracts can be amended. It has to go through a formal process. And we want, again, is that transparency and accountability. If this isn't meeting the mark, we can open negotiations to say, you know what, let's see if we can do an amendment that makes this more successful. Marlene.
Yes, I have a question, Madam Mayor. So if an outside entity is successful in the RFP process, are we still going to master plan that park?
Yes.
That's
going to happen no matter what.
It's our park. Yes, that park is being master planned.
Part of the update of the master plan, I'm going to recommend that the Little League Park be included on the improvement list for the Little League Park be created to be included in the master plan.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I just want to make that perfectly clear. Thank you.
All right. Matt.
That actually, master plan process is starting in July.
Yes.
You said an anticipated run of 10 months.
Nine,
Chad. If we don't have a lease in place by the end of that 10 months, and a lessee comes in and makes demands on what they expect out of the master plan, they don't have the ability to do that, do you see that potentially harming an ability for a lessee to come in and get what they want out of it?
The strongest benefit of an improvement plan being included in the master plan is it makes those improvements SDC eligible. And that currently, that SDC funding for any project in the parks is at about 13.7% of the value of the project. So it's not huge, but it's something, okay?
Where I'm going with that is if somebody comes in and says they're going to run baseball and softball part of the year, but then they want to do lacrosse and soccer and other things at the complex as well the rest of the year, if that's not anticipated as used in the field, would that potentially, and they don't have that say within the master plan process, would that harm the ability for a lessee to come in and ask for, would we have to do that?
No, because one of the criteria, at least through the last update, and I don't think the state law has changed significantly since the last time with regards to the use of SDC funds. SDC funds are only eligible for improvements that create, what's the word I'm looking, additional capacity.
Okay.
So for the Little League complex, lights clearly create additional capacity.
Parking?
I don't think parking creates additional capacity for the use of the facility, okay? Maybe. That's a little gray in my mind. I was going to use the lower field. If that's turfed and used for multi-sports, for instance, or even enhances the use of the season for baseball, softball, that's increased use, increased capacity. Clearly would be eligible. Parking is a little gray to me. We could make the argument. We might lose, we might not.
I just want to make sure that that's important to any potential lessee, that they understand that it's going to happen, and they can participate, you know, if they move forward the RFP process and the lease is negotiated, I would encourage any potential lessee, if we're going to go down that route, to participate in the Parks Master Plan processes so that their input could be considered.
I agree, and as staff and the Parks Board is going to be involved in the Master Plan process.
Right.
We can craft the language about improvements in any park, for that matter, to be, I'll say, somewhat open.
Okay.
Multi-use sports field as opposed to soccer field,
right. Mm-hmm.
For instance. That's just an example.
So if we make some, and this, I know this is off topic, but in the master planning process, we do tend to see if we can make some flexibility into it so we have options. We've had to amend the Kaiser Rapids Park Master Plan a number of times because that has evolved over time as we've discovered other opportunities. So again, a master plan, by and large, is a structure. It is amendable when there's a good reason to do it within the parameters, again, of the master plan process. So it can be done. There's very little that is baked in, and you absolutely can never positively 100% ever change it, ever. But we want to make sure that we capture in the master plan for the Little League Park, in collaboration with the users and the community, what needs to be in that master plan for that facility to be successful going forward. So that's going to be accessory to this, and it can also be informative into what is going to be in that that request for proposal.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Sorry, Chris. Sorry, Madam Mayor. So is now the time to try and get a little more specific with the RFP language in any way? Like, for instance, since revenue and access are priorities, do we want to try and spell that out, or is that something that will be addressed later?
Well, that can happen here, or it can happen at the council level.
Okay.
It's easier to allow staff to take a shot at it, and then
so if there's some concern or concept, we want to make sure that Chris is considering as he's putting together the staff report to go with this, to City Council, now is a really good time to make sure that that gets said. Okay? Are we ready for the vote? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Okay, so we've got three opposed, Bo, Rob, and Matt. The rest are ayes. The motion carries. So this recommendation will then be forwarded to City Council with a staff report to go with it on the offers of what that will look like for the next steps. I believe that the work of this task force would then be concluded with that. So I hope everybody stays involved with, as this moves through the council process, we're going to need to hear from you as we hear it.
When will it show up at the City Council?
Watch for it on the agenda.
I mean, is this, will it come up at the next
It won't be on Monday, no.
It won't be on Monday.
I'm not sliding that in real quick.
The next one after this one.
Figure 2 to 4 weeks, it'll come to council.
Okay.
So count on four, and if things really come together quickly, it could be two, but I would not count on, I wouldn't push it.
Does the committee want to know? I'd be happy to send you all a notification when it's on the agenda.
Please.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Debbie's a rock star. All right.
So we can attend that.
No. Yes.
Okay. my question is, we can oppose it at the council.
Absolutely.
Yes. We want to hear everything you have to say. You come to the table and you tell us.
Right.
Okay. Because everybody's in the house at that.
That's
point.
The fun part about an actual democracy at the local level.
And just so.
So is there anything else for the good of the order?
Council meetings always have a public testimony period.
Sure.
So the public is welcome to attend any council meeting and provide testimony on anything during that period. So that's
related. Even if it's unrelated to topics that
Absolutely. Yeah. The public testimony is actually
every meeting
for
the next
topics
meetings,
on
Monday
an agenda.
Night, the next one after that, the next one after that. Tell us what you want to hear.
But when we get into the actual deliberations, what I tend to do is, if we're going to have a particular topic on the table, I tend to ask people who are going to speak to that issue to wait, and then we have it all at the same time. It just helps make it more cohesive conversation about the issue, and it's not like it happened half an hour ago, and maybe I forgot something. So I will tend to do that, because I think it makes for a better process. In conclusion, I want to thank all of you. I want to thank everybody who has come during this process to be part of this conversation. And I want to thank all of the folks who coach and run the programs for our kids to play baseball and softball here in Kaiser. You are part of the fabric of the community and the opportunities that you give our kids to enjoy that sport and the experience of team participation is invaluable for them and for our community. So my heartfelt thanks to you all.
Thank you.
We are adjourned.
Oh.